Today, the John McCain campaign released a new ad, its third to go negative.
He's the biggest celebrity in the world. But is he ready to lead?
What you see on the screen are images of Barack Obama's speech last week in Berlin, with shots looking out on a long mall filled with tens of thousands of people. And you see some more unexpected images, a flash of Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. For more on this ad and the strategy behind it, we go to NPR's Scott Horsley. He's covering the McCain campaign. Hello, Scott.
Good to be with you, Michelle.
Tell me a little bit more about this ad.
Well, the ad does draw some distinctions on energy policy, which is a theme that McCain's been hitting on. He must feel as if he's getting some traction with his proposal for expanded offshore oil drilling. And so he hits on Senator Obama in the ad for his opposition to that plan. But this ad isn't really about policy. It's about trying to say just because you can attract big crowds in Berlin or Springfield, Missouri, doesn't mean you're ready to lead. You know, just yesterday on the campaign plane, one of the McCain volunteers was showing off the T-shirts that various staffers wear. And the press shop has these yellow shirts that say, making lemonade out of lemons. And I think that's what the McCain campaign is doing here. They're trying to turn a liability into an asset. John McCain practically dared Barack Obama to travel to the Middle East. He did so. It was, by most measures, a very successful, well-received visit. So what does McCain do now? He tries to belittle the big crowds that Obama attracted by comparing them to a couple of lightweights like Britney Spears and Paris Hilton.
Scott, John McCain often talks about running a very civil campaign, staying above the fray. So are there certain risks when he engages in something like this?
Definitely, Michelle. One risk is that he does seem to be getting away from that respectful campaign that he has promised repeatedly and which he says the American people want. It also runs the risk for him that he will wind up looking like just another politician and looking like someone who doesn't have positive things to say about his own policies. Some of the editorial reviews of his earlier negative ad, in which he criticized Barack Obama's overseas trip and his missed visit to wounded troops in Germany, said that this is an ad that you run when you have nothing left to say for yourself. Another danger is that, you know, Obama opponents have tried this before. Hillary Clinton argued during the primary that Barack Obama was all style and no substance. It didn't work for her, obviously. Now, maybe it didn't work because Hillary Clinton waited too long to bring on that tactic, but it's also possible it didn't work because voters just didn't buy it. You know, Barack Obama says on the campaign trail, if John McCain wants a substantive debate about tax policy, bring it on. That's a debate he is ready to engage in.
So given the risks, why do this?
Well, I think there is a growing sense that this election is shaping up as a referendum on Barack Obama. So Barack Obama's challenge is to overcome those doubts about his leadership ability. John McCain's challenge is to sow those doubts and water those doubts and fertilize those doubts.
Now, Scott, we've been talking about McCain ads. What about the Obama campaign? Have they gone negative on the airwaves as well?
We know politicians always want to act as if they're the aggrieved party today, and John McCain's campaign manager, Rick Davis, said that Obama fired the first shot in the negative ad war and that his side is simply responding. But the advertising project at the University of Wisconsin did a review of all the ads that have been run in the general campaign thus far and found that 9 out of 10 Obama ads are positive, touting Barack Obama's own message, while 1 out of 3 McCain ads is negative, attacking John McCain's Democratic opponent.
Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure, Michelle.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley traveling with the McCain campaign.